This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Hey, Sean, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks, right? We feel like, I don't know.
But I feel like we say that all the time. Yeah. It's been a good week. How about that?
It went fast.
So. It did. And I think this year is going by fast, which is, another thing. Like, we're cutting down to the wire there and pushing our teams to have an awesome quarter, right? Yeah. And so, but yeah, it's coming by fast.
What are we talking about today?
So today I thought we would kind of go into working with your spouse, right? A lot of individuals, couples ask us, like, how can you guys work together? What's the secret recipe? I don't know if there is a secret sauce, right? But what we want to talk about today, is this the right decision for you? Because it may not be, right?
Correct.
It's not sunshine and rainbows all the time.
So we, you know, when we travel and we go to different mastermind groups and all that, that's usually a topic for you and I. Mm-hmm. And I think there's people that are either thinking about getting into business, you know, and maybe thinking about getting into business together as a spouse, you know, with their spouse or significant other, or they've been in business for a while, mm-hmm. and they're thinking about having their spouse or significant other, you know, quit their job or stop working and come join them. So, and then even at our kids' school this week, we, you know, that was like the topic, and people were like astonished that we work together every day. So,
and you look at it, and it sounds pretty cool. Yeah, we get to eat lunch together every day. We get to see each other, spend time with each other. But what people don't see is what we have to go through sometimes, right? And because you honestly, when you're starting out, you don't shut it off.
Yeah,
it's nonstop, right? And then when you throw kids in the mix, then that's a challenge.
Correct. Right? So we first, I think, want to start off with, you know, it's going to sound doom and gloom, but I think just really setting the tone for, is it the right move for you to mm-hmm. make? And then we'll get into, like, finish it off with positives and what the benefits are. But we really want to dive into, you know, before you, you know, take that plunge and before you dive in, really, really, you should spend some time and really communicate and make sure it's the right decision for you. So
absolutely.
I think above all, you know, your marriage is more important than the business, or it should be. And so I think if you value, and it doesn't have to be marriage, but if you value the relationship with your significant other, I think, you know, it's got to come before the business. And so you guys should cherish that. And I think that's got to be the priority. So before you jump into a very stressful thing on your marriage or your relationship, I think you should consider some points, right?
Yeah, well, and you mentioned communication. I think right there you hit it. Like, communication is key, mm-hmm. you know, for it to work. And if you are not great communicators, even in the relationship before business, and there's no do not get into business together, because that is just a recipe for disaster.
It's like pouring lighter fluid on a fire. So I mean, because marriage, let's just be honest, right, with everybody, marriage is hard, mm-hmm. right? And you know, if you look at the statistics, 50% of all marriages fail, and 60% of, you know, second marriages, and so on. So marriage within itself is hard enough,
right?
So don't putting a business or working together in the mix of all that, just puts a magnifying glass on it, right? And it's tough. And so as you're already managing life and managing kids and finances and emotions that just naturally, you know, exist within a family or relationship, a stressful entrepreneurship or business is tough.
Yeah.
Really hard. And so it's not, and so we get asked that a lot, and we're like, you know, we kind of look at each other like, how should we answer this? You know, and do we, you know, we don't want to push somebody and say, because it's so the other side of it, it's great for us, right? And we love it, and we wouldn't have it any other way. So how can I talk to somebody and tell them, and not, how can I, you know, give advice and say, you know, yeah, this is the best thing. We love working mm-hmm. together. But I can't necessarily recommend that that's going to be the best thing for you and these other, you know, other people out there. And I don't want to, you know, show how great ours is, and then they get into it and you know, go down.
Right. Which is also a little different for us as well, because we grew up together, mm-hmm. right? We were interested in the same things. We were aligned since day one, mm-hmm. where later in life, like if you, you know, 10 years down the road and you've been married for 10 years and decide you want to get into business together, that's a little more difficult because you are not used to that, right? Correct. Like yeah. you have different goals, you have different, maybe you're not aligned 100% with each other's goals, right?
Correct. And that, and I think even, we'll get into that, but I think, you know, things can get unaligned too mm-hmm. as you further down the road, which we'll talk about an example with us. But mm-hmm. But yeah, to answer, yes, it, and that's where we struggled. I think when one time in a mastermind, we really like, you know, we grew up in this together. We mm-hmm. had nothing.
Same passions.
We had nothing to start with. So there was not a nothing. We created it all together and we created the roles, but it was definitely stressful. I mean,
oh,
it was roller coasters up and down, you know, until it finally evened out. But, and then even as of recently, there still can be, you know, stressful times and difficult situations.
Right.
So what advice would you, you know, give them? Because I think just running a, that's mm-hmm. the other side. Marriage is hard. Running a business is hard.
Yeah.
So, and then you're compounding those together. So just running an ordinary business, you know, you have, you know, stressful stuff going on, fires to put out, financial issues within a business, not even talking about, you know, your own financial
right.
issues within a, you know, making payroll and marketing expenses and closings if you're in real estate and, you know, lawsuits, you know, between employees or clients. And so there's a ton of stressful situations within a business.
Absolutely.
As well, right? So,
yeah, no, I think like going back to give some advice, practical advice, I think, you know, writing out a business plan, mm-hmm. right? I think that's crucial. You need to know where, you know, where you're going, define your roles and responsibilities. Who's going to be doing what?
Correct.
What are your strengths and your weaknesses? And I think early on, like we didn't know what we didn't know because we were also young and, you know, we're kind of just diving into business, right? But mm-hmm. as time went on, we knew, okay, like I liked sales. I liked connecting with people. I liked dealing with people, mm-hmm. right? And you liked dealing with the finances and the back end stuff, which mm-hmm. you had no desire talking to people. So. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, quickly we were able to really define our roles and that's how it worked for us.
Yeah, I agree. And so I think writing a clear business plan where you outline and map, how is it going to work? And I think doing like what if scenarios. So, okay. What if, you know, you don't have enough money that month to make payroll or to mm-hmm. pay for your marketing expenses for the next month? What are you going to do? You know,
yeah.
say you're waiting on a closing. What are you going to do? You know, are you going to pull it from your personal savings? Because that creates a whole dynamic within a
yes.
marriage, right? Because you might need the comfort and security and that and your savings account mm-hmm. provides that for you mm-hmm. within your relationship. So now, am I going to draw from that to cover the business? Are you okay with that? I mean, these are all things that you need to communicate
exactly.
and talk through and what you're going to do and then draw it all up, put it on paper and make sure that both of you are aligned with it. And that's what you're headed towards. And I think most people just jump in and like try to figure it out. And then they're wondering why they're having so much stress and upset all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you kind of reminded me because like early on when we were in business together, like you're going to have those stresses, right? You're going to have feast or famine. One month we'll have lots of money and the next month you have no money.
Yeah.
Right. And so like, what are you going to do? And like, you have to be there to support one another,
correct.
Not point the finger and say, oh, it's your fault that, you know, we're in this, you know, I remember like when you were down, like I was encouraging you,
correct.
Say vice versa. Right.
Yeah.
Even to the point where I'll go get a job if we don't have any money, you
correct.
Know, just to support us for the time being.
Correct. And we always, that worked for us really, really well where we would, you know, in each other's relationships, we would help each other and pull, mm-hmm. be that support and that rock when the other person was down. I don't know how it worked that way. Maybe it was just, we saw the need in each other. And so, like, you know, we always tried to, one was always, when one was down, one, the other one was lifting up.
Yeah. And that's, that's so crucial in business. We were talking about that yesterday with our business coach. He was in town and we were, you know, kind of going through our goals for the year, that kind of thing. And we're just talking about business and he's like, yeah, like when he was in business, you know, like having that support, like, meant a lot, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of people out there that don't have that. Mm-hmm. And that's truly what gets you and I by it. Truly what's got us to this level is each other.
Correct. And I think, you know, before we'll put some other boundaries and things that I think that are going to be crucial to make it work. But you may want to consider too, before both of you diving in together, one of you should probably, I think the best case scenario is one of you keeps a stable, permanent W-2 employee mm-hmm. job, and then the other one tries to build it.
Right.
And so, and then bring the other one on down the road. I think that's where I've seen not as much stress on the marriage or relationship is when people do that. So, because you give the, you know, at least your bills are going to be paid and you have consistency with one person working. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the benefits like health, you know, and because sometimes when you're starting a business, you're not going to have all that. And so you at least have the retirement and the health benefits and all that covered while you go out and build a business and you can support. Now, mm-hmm. you can join them, you know, in evenings or weekends and helping them. But I think one of you should probably keep before you both dive in.
And you might think, oh, well, they need me, right? Because we need to build this business as quickly as possible. But you can also outsource, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, utilize your virtual assistants, remote team members outsource some of the tasks so that way your significant other can keep their 9-to-5 job, mm-hmm. right?
Correct. So just that's something to consider. We didn't do that, but at the same time, I feel like what worked for us was that when we started, we were 19 years old. So we didn't have a lot to lose. We didn't have any money.
Zero to lose.
We didn't have any assets. We didn't have any money. We didn't have anything. So, I mean, we could take all the risks we wanted and without a lot to, you know, it's going to hurt us. And we didn't have children. So we didn't have those financial responsibilities. When we didn't have money, we ate ramen and mac and cheese.
And we were okay with that. Taco Bell on our date nights was awesome. Yeah,
so Del Taco, I think it was. But are you okay? Going to be okay with that? Are you going to be okay with, you know, where you maybe not going to be able to associate with your friends and go out and do the things they're doing? And you see people traveling and doing all these fun things and you're stuck building this business mm-hmm. and it's taking all your time and money and resources. Are you going to be okay with that? Both of you, are you lying knowing that the end result is going to pay off and you're okay with the struggle in between?
The sacrifice. Sure. I mean, yeah, absolutely. You have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to say no more often. I remember where our friends were out, you know, partying on the weekends and you and I were buying houses, playing cash flow board games on the weekends, right? Like you have to be willing to say no more often for now until you get to that point, right?
Correct. Yeah. And so some boundaries I would put in place up front too when you're writing out your business plan or writing out how is this going to work mm-hmm. for you and your relationship? These are things that not necessarily we did at the beginning, but things that looking back, what I think would help and cure a lot of arguments and stressful times is just putting some boundaries in place. So, you know, what about speaking about business, right? Are you going to, especially if you have children, I think, and you have a family already, are you going to set boundaries? You know, are you going to stop talking about business and stop working and stop looking at the cell phone and emails at 6 o'clock every night? Or are you putting any boundary? Maybe you're saying, no, we're not, you know, we need to. Are you going to work weekends? Mm-hmm. And I think define all that.
Absolutely. I mean, we didn't learn this till later in life, I think. I mean, we made all the mistakes early on, right? And it wasn't until probably 5 or 6 years ago where we decided, you know, like what's more important is when we're home with our family, that's what's important, right? Mm-hmm. And when you're at work, 100% at work, you know, do as much as you can while you're at work. But when you're at home, you're with the family.
Okay. Yeah, and so I'd put more, talk about more like kind of what if scenarios or boundaries, like who's gonna take care of the home responsibilities? Mm-hmm. So if you're both working in the business, who's going to do the dishes? Who's going to be responsible for cooking? Who is, you know, going to clean the house, you know? And you know, it gets easier, trust me, later, especially as you make more money and the business has more success, it gets a lot easier. But you got to talk about these things. I think, you know, in the beginning, we probably ate out a lot, you know, because neither one of us were exhausted. Yeah. We didn't feel like cooking, mm-hmm. you know, so we ate out a lot, which is expensive. Can you afford that? And then, you know, it did get easier. We were able to get help, you know, with a lot of the home stuff. So we got help to help us, you know, cook and clean and help with the kids. And, you know, so that as you grow, you can get help that makes it easier so you both can focus on the business and then focus on your family.
And I kind of want to talk about that for a second because I have a lot of women that ask me like how, because I do have help. I have a nanny that, you know, comes in and helps out in the house. And, and a lot of women are like, I can't get to that point. I don't want to let go of that. I mean, it just all depends on you and what your goals are, right? Mm-hmm. Because if you really want to grow your business and, you know, be that entrepreneur, then yeah, I mean, I had to do it in order to get to that point, mm-hmm. right? Like, and you used to tell me all the time, like, we need help, mm-hmm. like, let it go. We need help, right? Yeah. And truly, the kids are happy when they come home because they're done with their homework and we can spend that time with them.
Yeah, we're not all stressed.
Exactly.
I mean, even 10 years ago, it was stressful. Or, you know, we'd come home and you're trying to get food and you're, you know, trying to do homework and then you're you know, scrambling and you're still answering emails and mm-hmm. then you're having to do dishes and then. And it's like, golly, you get 9 o'clock and you're like, what just happened?
Right.
And you're angry because you're mad, you're frustrated and you're exhausted. You don't want to be doing all this stuff. But so, I mean, it just makes life a
lot easier. So my point with that is that it's okay to get the help. Like, don't think that you have to take care of everything yourself, because I don't take care of everything myself. Sometimes I feel bad. I'm like, man, I remember I used to cook. Remember those days?
I still give you a hard time every once in a while.
Yeah, but no. But
you don't miss it.
I don't miss it. But sometimes I feel bad.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's natural. But I'm saying it's okay to get that help when you need it.
Right. I don't think you should feel, you know, I'm speaking a little bit for you, but I'm just saying, I've sensed from you at times, you feel like there's an obligation mm-hmm. as a woman.
Yeah.
That you should be doing certain things. I don't feel that way about you. I've never put that. You know, I'll joke around about it, but I've never wanted you to feel like you had to do those tasks, you know, just because you're of your sex, you know, who you are. But that's not how I choose.
And that's huge. Yeah. Right there, the support to know, okay, like this is what my spouse wants. She wants to be an entrepreneur. This is, she doesn't want to stay home all the time and be the homemaker. So you support that.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with the other side.
Yeah,
if that's what you
absolutely.
Want
as well. It depends on what you want.
Correct.
Yeah.
Another thing is like, who's going to stay home when the kids are sick, right? Mm-hmm. So like you have, you know, all these equations come up because it happens, right? Or they have doctor's appointments. If you're both working in the business and you both have appointments and meetings and Zoom calls and all that's like, well, you have to plan for that. And you have to plan for the unplanned when kids get sick or something happens or they have to go to the doctor. Or they have school events that you had to participate. Who's going to do that? You know, is it both of you? Are you going to tag team? Are you one going to be more the responsible party for that? I think you got to have those conversations. So when it comes up later and it actually happens, you're not upset or it doesn't turn into an argument that, well
it was supposed to be you.
Yeah, I had this going on. I can't leave. And so I think just having those conversations up front
will
cure a lot of these issues and how you're going to plan it.
Absolutely.
So
yep.
Another one's finances. Mm-hmm. You know, I think finances, if you read any marriage book or relationship book, it talks a lot about finances mm-hmm. usually because it's a lot of times the number one reason for divorce.
It will make or break, right?
Yeah. So now there's finances within a company too. So, okay, well, we got to talk about that. Like, who's going to be responsible and how are you going to handle that? You know, are you both, at the beginning, you probably don't have an accounting department that's going to just spit you out reports and you can go over them together.
Right.
So, like, who's going to be responsible for that? Who's going to be getting the info to the CPA? Who's going to manage the bank mm-hmm. accounts and the money? And then how often are you going to talk about it? Like, are you weekly going to sit down with your spouse and go over, hey, here's where we are this week, or monthly, you know, here's what we did, here's how we're performing? Because these are things that I think we forgot in the beginning. And I handled all the finances and all the, you know, all the performance of the business. But there were times where like you'd be frustrated because you'd be like, why didn't we talk about this sooner? You know, right. Why didn't we have these conversations? Why didn't we, you know, we could have done this differently. Mm-hmm. And so I think
that's huge right there for, and I think all women kind of go through this, right? I mean, again, it's that communication piece, right? Like I used to tell you, I don't care if it's bad news. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Like, just talk to me. Let me know so we can fix it together.
Correct. Right? And I think it's part, that's part more my, you know, like I'm the man of the house. I can take care of it, whatever. But that I think the more I involved you and the more I communicated with you and more on a regular basis,
there's most a lot of great insight. Most of the times we get through it together and because
you provide a lot of insight or things that I couldn't see. Or,
thank you.
Or, I'll admit it. Yeah. So you had some great ideas or just support, and mm-hmm. I was headed the right direction with how we were headed, you know, handling something. So, and I think you got to assess your own personality, right? So each of you are going to have a different personality. How is that going to work and, you know, working together, you know? I've known some people that that one of the spouses is very dominating, right? Mm-hmm. Or very strong. Mm-hmm. And the other one, you know, just lets them lead at everything and dominate everything. And they just take a very back role to it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's us, but that's, you know, but is it going to work? Because you might, it might be fine at home, but then in a work environment, especially if you've already been working for a while, and then you step into this and you're, partner is now becoming your boss kind of in a way, and they're yelling and screaming, and you might not take that well. Right. And then remember, you got to go home and see that person after you get out of work. So if they're screaming at you all day, I doubt you're going to want to spend a lot of time with them when you get home. And that's to be the important part. Remember, we want to have a thriving relationship mm-hmm. Along with just a good business.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got to assess that. Like, how is your, you know, are you an intense individual, you know, and how is your personalities? And like going back to what you talked about earlier with your roles, you know, usually certain personalities fit better roles.
Right.
So those are probably things you should and most people know, like certain people are going to tend to go to accounting and back end and mm-hmm. operations. One's going to be sales and marketing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, and I wanted to touch on, because that definitely is important. I think that we also evolve as well. Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I mean, I've changed a ton. You said that a bunch, you know, because with leadership, with growth, like you're maybe a different person, right? And so learning how to adapt to that and pivot and change, okay, like, you know, we need to get realigned.
Correct.
That's a big thing.
Yeah, I think it's maybe not you're a different person. It's just you've evolved, or you found mm-hmm. a passion, or you found something that you really enjoy. Because I think, you know, for us, just looking back, you know, there was – I kind of led you, very supportive, you mm-hmm. very, you back every, you know, you made it happen and created a lot of things on the back end as I, you know, kind of created the vision. And then, you know, came a point where you're like, hey, I really love to network and, you know, mm-hmm. Sale and do these kind of
things.
Building
the brand.
Yeah. And so, which I didn't have any desire to do or want to do. And it's like, well, wait a minute. We're not aligned again. We're mm-hmm. not, you know, it's not what I want to do, but it's what you want to do. So how can that work together? And so we have to figure.
So being aware of that, to know, okay, like, all right, now we need to realign ourselves because we're kind of getting off track, right? Yeah. So we're a little, you know, coming a little off. Now let's get back together and realign.
Correct. And so what we're saying is things are going to evolve. Mm-hmm. So even though you write a business plan and started and it's going great for several years, and then all of a sudden you're like, where did we go wrong? You know, in the business, it's maybe that you didn't go wrong. You just, you know, things evolved and changed. And especially as the company grows, it's definitely going to evolve. And the bigger, absolutely. The more employees, and you get into more management roles, things dramatically change. Mm-hmm. And you got to know how to handle those. Because a good example is like, as you start managing people, if you're both involved in the business and you're both the owners, that can be...
Oh, gosh.
A little confusing for the staff, just be fair. Like, they don't know which one are you to go to. And in most cases...
they know which ones to go to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're going to go to the ones that they're going to get what they want.
Yeah,
and so
our staff's going to laugh at this when they hear this because it happens often, right?
Yeah, but they'll use you against each other. They'll go to the wrong, you know, the other... If they can get yes out of this one, they're going to go to that one and vice versa and switch it up. So you got to really define that as well, I think, mm-hmm. and who... who ultimately is going to make that decision, or if it's certain departments, you could just define it and say, hey, he's over this and this and this. So if those questions come up for that, that's who to go to. If it's for this X, Y, and Z,
you draw the line. Yeah, we definitely had to do that in our businesses, right? Like this, you handle RPMs and I handle TTK, right? And so,
and then I think at the next, and then the next step, I think, as you get bigger, if you're already there, is you start delegating and start really allowing your team to lead. And so as a, you can't have both of you like one stepping in and like you're delegating and letting, you know, maybe a COO or a manager or an operations manager lead. Right. Well, the other spouse can't come in and be like, tell them to do all these things. And you're like, well, I'm letting them lead, make the decisions. You got to be on the same page and start.
Absolutely.
Them.
Yeah. 100%.
So it grows. And, and so the dynamic of the, as the business grows, your relationship and you as a husband and wife or a relationship, you know, your relationship evolves as well along with the business. So that was just what to watch out for. So, you know, and I don't, you know, the whole, I think the hope you can see this, there's no clear owner's manual for or cookie cutter approach to making this work.
No.
Right? Everybody's different.
Everybody's different. And this is 23 years of us working together. So, you know, we've had some ups and downs.
Like 50.
And 50.
I'm joking.
23 great years of working together. Yeah. And we're still smiling.
Yeah. Still together. So, no, I mean, and to be honest with you, that's we got to give ourselves some credit because that actually is quite a feat to, you know, be married 20 years, but then also be working together 23 years and still be happy and smiling because that's a rare feat. And I think it's, and so I think we have some merit on what we're talking about, you know, because I think we're probably in that, you know, 2% club that can pull it off, but, but it really comes down to like you said, to start off the show, communicating, listening, when difficulties and challenges arise. I think compromise is another big one. You got to learn to compromise and be willing to compromise for the betterment of your marriage or your relationship. 100%. You know, it might not be the best, you know, your wife's.
Somebody's got to just give in. We say that all the time. Yeah. Like, who's going to give in to this one?
Pick your battles. Or, you know, it might not be the best solution or in your opinion, but, you know, or your spouse might make a decision and that.
You got to be okay with it.
You got to back it. And as long as it's not going to destroy the business, what does it matter?
Yeah. And you can't, again, you can't point fingers either. If it goes absolutely right, you're like, yeah, you're a rock star, you know, but if it goes wrong, you can't point the finger. Like, you know, you have to be there to support.
I think that right there is huge, right? It's your biggest spouse's cheerleader when things are going well, and when they make a bad decision, then you got to just
you support them.
You don't nitpick them. You don't criticize them. You support them, and you both learn from it. But and that definitely will help you stay married for sure. And so, you know, but it is. For us, it's been a great ride. I think, you know, what, you know, so some people are like, why would you even do all that? and I think it's because, you know, we've built something together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yes, we're building a family together. And but we also accomplished and built, you know, an organization together.
And, absolutely.
And we get to see the rewards. And it's not like I'm just coming home and telling you all about it. And you don't see the day-to-day. You see it. You get to experience it. And you, the good, the bad, but the successes along the...
Absolutely. And really what, it's so cool also for our kids to see that, right? Our kids to see a thriving marriage, but also like being able to work together, you know? And so it's nice.
Yeah. And we hope they, you know, want to grow up and work in the, and that's probably another episode, you know, a 1001 episode where when your kids come in to work for your business, that's probably another challenge that I'm sure many people have faced that, or passing down a business, or, you know, having your kid, how are you going to get your kids? That's something we got to learn, and we'll listen to podcasts and figure out how to do that as if they decide to. But I'm sure that the dynamic in that is also very challenging. You know, it's been a great ride, and just to this date, I'm looking forward to the next, you know.
20 years.
No, 10 years, I think. That's all we got left.
And then, that was yesterday.
Then we're going to go on a beach somewhere. But no, but the, you know, spending, I love that I get to spend, you know, 90% of my day with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're literally, we can yell at each other back and forth because we're right next door to each other. We're 10 feet away. And sometimes
that's so annoying. I'm on a sales call and he's over there trying to coach me. I'm like, really, you're trying to coach me on a sales call?
I'll just jump in and be like, no, you got to say this. But so don't do that. That doesn't go very well. But the, you know, it's been great. And we love, I think, the challenges that we overcome, succeeding, the accolades that we get together. And I think it's been a great,
it has been.
Yes, the lunches, the, just the time that we get, you know, together.
Yeah.
And I think it's special. So.
It really is.
So if you're into that, then.
Or if you need some tips on, you know, how to get through it. Maybe you are working together right now and you're battling, then we can help.
Yeah. So please send in your questions and we'd love to hear from you. If you, I mean, we'll be happy to schedule a call, and we've done a couple of those where spouses are working together. They were struggling, and we just wanted to pick our brains on some things. So we'd be more than open to that. And so if you guys got anything out of this, please share it with somebody maybe that's going through it, or if they're considering working together, please share it. We try to share what we've learned over the last 23 years and are still here today. So. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everybody listening. And anything else?
No. Thanks for listening in, guys, and we will see you next time.
See ya.
See ya.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Cog, cog, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.